Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. How you doing today? Today is August the 17th of 2023. Believe it or not, 214 days have gone by. Oh, my. This year, what's left? What is left of this year? A few more months. Yes, a few more months. And already, trick-or-treat stuff is out in the stores. Okay, Thanksgiving stuff is out. And I bet before August is out, Christmas will be surrounding the stores. So, and I, from what I understand, kids went back to school Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
I know you parents are glad to get the kids out the house and back into school where they can be watched by the teachers and the principals and whatever counselors that are there. Hey, that's a break for the parents. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know you're glad. I don't have anyone in school anymore, but I know I remember the feeling, what it felt like. So you are listening to Linda Sims here on WGH Talk. The name of the program is A Voice of a People. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Now, when you go on that website, type in that address, scroll down to the black bar, white arrow, tap on that, okay? Well, click, like they say, but I say tap sometimes. But you understand what I'm saying. And you'll see people who have had past broadcast talk shows in that list. But don't forget to go to Linda Sims, okay? Voice of the People. Also, the chat will be also listed under that group. So listen to some of those past shows that I have broadcasted. Okay, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, once you download it, don't forget to go to the search bar and type in WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Or like to talk with my guests or myself today. So that number once again is 740-383-9944. Let us move along. Okay, those who faithfully support A Voice of the People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place August the 19th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And don't forget, they had their groundbreaking ceremony last Saturday for their Wellness Fitness Walk campus across the street from their church. So it's open to the public if you would like to walk. You have to go around eight times to get a mile in, but it's still there.
Get on out there and get yourself eight.
I know that's right. Excuse me. Oh. Trying to get over a cold, I guess. But anyway, one more. Cheryl Lee, coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County Schools, along with North Union City and County Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. If you missed open house, then you missed the teachers that will be teaching this program. So, but your registration forms are in the offices of your elementary schools that your students attend. Okay. Now, there was something else on my mind. We have one more announcement. Downtown Marion Senior Day. Rolling out the red carpet for seniors. This is August the 23rd, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
A celebration here, too, now, don't they? What's happening now? The fair just left.
The what? The fair?
The fair left, but there's something else here. that I was going to attend. Me and my brother.
Oh, this Saturday, the Blues Festival.
The Blues Festival. That's
the
what
Blues
it is.
Festival.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't forget, that's usually really good.
That is good, and that starts at noon.
Okay.
Until 8, I think.
Yep.
Or 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And that's at that Buckeye Collision. Right up under the 23 overpass. Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes, right,
right
there.
Okay.
Right there.
That's where it was last year, wasn't it?
Last 2 years.
Last
yes.
2 years.
Got rained out last year.
Okay. Well, I didn't go last year.
I didn't either. I was on my way.
But I wasn't there.
When
I
the storm the started.
Well, I looked outside. I boom, boom, boom.
That is right. The Blues Festival is this Saturday at Buckeye Collision. It's free.
Yeah.
But they will have bands all day, starting from 12 noon. Food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, I think, bouncy houses for the kids.
Yep.
So all, you know, family members go out and have a good time and support. I think Silky Ray is behind this. He usually puts that on every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the Downtown Marion Senior Day.
Yeah.
August the 23rd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. They got the Brickyard Bingo, noon to 1. Entertainment by John Garns, $5 cover charge for both bingo and entertainment.
And come on down and get yourself something.
That's
cool
right.
Drink.
They got 11 to 5 p.m. discounts and deals at stores and restaurants. They got shuttle service and tours of historic downtown Marion. Watch for shuttles during the day, tour times, and locations for pickup available at downtown businesses.
Bring your wheelchair, your walkers, your stalkers.
I think I'm gonna Febreze myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my throat now. Open that door a minute.
I sure will.
Sorry, I don't have COVID. I was tested, and I don't have.
Did you take that vaccine? See, that's what it is. Yeah, that's why I took that vaccine.
Turn that fan on just a little bit. Get some air out. Right here. The light. If you don't mind. Hit it again. And one more. Yeah, we gotta get some air circulating in here. I done Febreze the place. Got me choking.
I mean, as soon as I came in here, it hit me right in the mouth.
Sorry.
I was like, damn. Smell like something going on. I mean, it ain't don't stink.
It's so funny. I done ran us both out of here.
Are you over there yet? Febreze is just killing us. But anyhow,
oh, okay.
It's always good to laugh.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, Linda Wright.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me turn my attention. Wait a minute. I used to, I like starting my show off with the thought for the day. It kind of sets the theme for the program. Somehow, it always happens and comes up in the conversation. So let me see what I have today. What the Lord has chosen to give us for today, okay? Let's see.
Yeah.
Thought for the day. Come on, move. I'm hitting everything but what I need to be hitting. Okay. The best in someone. When someone's not at their best, notice the best in them. How? Ask yourself. What's the one quality I appreciate in this person? What small success have I noticed this person have today? Notice the successes and qualities, however small. Keep these in your mind. Every time you think of them or interact with them, then you'll slowly begin to draw the best out of them. That is a good thought. Okay, so hopefully you can use that or you can share that with someone else that may be able to use that phrase for today. Now I can turn my attention to my guest today. He will be with me both hours from now until the top of the hour of 12 noon.
From now until then.
Now and then. Okay, Willie Harris, This Is Your Life, author of a book titled This Is Your Life.
A Road to Healing.
And he is also the producer of Tap One, and also Now and Then with his son Isaiah. And you can find these located on YouTube, Willie Harris. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. You got to put in Willie Harris and then tap one. And you know what I found out? You don't put the name all together. You got to put spaces in there. You got to put in Willie and then Harris and then tap. And then tap one goes together.
Okay.
Or they can just put in Woody's Tapestry. That's quicker.
Wow. Well, thank you. They need to know that.
Mm-hmm. If they want to tune in. It's all fun. We have a good time.
Yeah, so what? How you been since I saw you last?
Having a good time. And just trying to stay above the ground.
Yeah.
Because death be everywhere, boy.
I know.
You just be walking down the street, man, and something falling. You better look up. You just don't know.
That's true.
Might be that time, man, you know. The Lord may call you anytime.
I know.
You can always tell him no, though. It ain't gonna do you no good. He's gonna bring. He said, "Okay, you can stay there, but you won't have no air. I'm gonna take that. Start taking stuff from you."
Wow. But anyway, you're right. We came here to die. One day.
Well, absolutely. You know.
Right.
I think we run away from that whole idea of what death is, man. And it is a transition, you know.
Yes, it
but
is.
But we got it all. Ooh. And I was looking at something that I hadn't seen since I was overseas, where they have bone cleaning day. That's some craziness to me.
What's that?
Well, that's when you go back to your people's burial ground and you exhume them. I think that's the word, right? And you take the flesh that's left on their bones off, take the bones and stack them in the bone crypt. And then put the flesh and stuff back in and let that just go ahead and rot on out and die out.
Wow, what's the purpose?
It's just a ritual.
Wow.
It's a ritual. And it's real.
Based on religion?
Now, you know, when I first heard this, I was in Italy. And, and so I remember the lady was explaining to us how difficult it was for her to do it because her folks had just died not too long before we got to this ceremony. And it's just a ritual that they do where they go and they have what they call bone cleaning day. And they take the flesh and the bones and they separate it.
Wow.
I'm serious. Look it up.
I believe you. I just don't know the purpose of it.
Honey, I mean,
because the person's already gone, so why do they need the bones cleaned?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I thought it was crazy then, and it's their custom,
right?
You know, so you don't want to tread on. Oh, you don't want to tread on folks' customs.
That's true. That's true.
Know, but anyhow, bump that. I don't be wanting to clean off nobody's bones. I mean, I have a problem cleaning off the turkey bone. You know?
Yeah, I can get that too. Right?
Yeah,
wow.
It's just that it's kind of interesting now how people have. I tell you, all the world over, the song used to say, people just want to be free. Remember that song? People just, all the world over, just want to be free.
True.
Damn, bam, damn, boom. Well, that's what I heard. Anyhow, as you go out and start to expand your knowledge, I was talking to my daughter this day about that. As you expand your knowledge, it enhances you, or supposed to, unless you decide to use what your expansion is for something that ain't selfish or up for your, you know, just up to no good. But so it's good to know other people do stuff that's totally different than us. Now, some of that stuff I be watching folk eat. Now, I love the Italian food. Their food was great. I'm gonna tell you something. Some of that other stuff, some of them other people was mad. I had some, I don't know what it was. It was chicken, I think, on one of those little sticks that you stick through the chicken.
Right.
That had been cooked over top of some fire with peanut butter spread over. And that was weird. But anyhow, it's good to just know different people's cultures.
That's true, and how they were brought up.
Yeah, man.
Because it depends. They can be right here in America and was brought up eating totally different.
Totally
than what
different.
Stuff you hadn't even heard of, right?
Man.
They was doing it. Like,
and you
what?
Know, just like I watch a lot of the camping shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the Korean women are my favorite, y'all. They be wearing like really pretty outfits. It's just all it is TNA stuff, man. Just eye candy. But the stuff that them girls can catch and eat. I mean, oh no, sir.
Really?
Man, that chick had on some little flip-flops, little skimpy clothes, and she was catching rats. She was catching everything that was in the creek.
Wow.
Barehanded, boy.
Barehanded?
Right on it, boy. And she had a little thing, like a little cup pot that she had that was weird how it was fit on her. And she could open it up, put it in there, and boom, put the top back over, and go down there, and she just snatched two or three of them up. Then later on, they showed her, she's sitting down at the fire, just, and she got there, and she done put about 10 of them in the skew that she done made, and she just cooking them. And then, she got to eating them, they were just as crunchy.
Say crunchy.
I'm like, no, sir. But, I'll eat that before I will what them Africans was eating.
And what was they eating?
They see, I don't know, but you know they ain't got no salt and pepper. That's the first thing you need to realize.
They don't?
No. Why in these not? Little villages, they ain't no salt and pepper. But anyhow, they'll take like a goat, and they'll just boil it and boil it and boil it and boil it, and then they'll put stuff in there. But then, they don't have utensils. They don't have forks and knives and stuff, so they use their hands. And then they make that one stuff that looks like dough.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that and they kind of dip it down inside of there. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to throw up. And they'll eat monkey, iguana, anything, man. I mean, you got to watch yourself.
Wow. And know the difference, you know. And be thankful.
Listen.
For where you are, right?
They still got people disappearing from people eating folk, man. You still got folks like over in some of these real remote areas in the Amazons and stuff. These people still cannibals, man. Just like I was watching a show last night where there's only like 110 of these people, man, left. Something like that. Small group.
Mm-hmm.
And they eating up folk.
Oh, my.
I mean, they had a spread laid out. They had arms and legs and stuff.
Oh,
I'm
no,
not lying. Man. They was eating up folks, man.
Oh, no. Wow.
They be serious. They will bite you for real.
That's hard to. Oh my.
I'm just saying different cultures. You know.
I understand what you're saying, but eating people.
Yeah, you still got cannibalism, man. You know. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It can be especially if you're on the other end of that.
Yeah, it's terrible
because
that
because they just treat you just like they would an animal.
Oh, that's what's sad. Mm-hmm. No regard for humans' life, I guess. You know,
they don't look at it like that. It's just you're a source of food for them. Just like,
but there's other sources of food.
They may not like. Listen, just like right now, you have choices. You might not like lamb chop. I happen to like lamb. See, you may not.
That's
like
an acquired taste, right? Lamb.
Kind of. Yeah.
It's a little different.
It's a little gamey, I think you can say that. But it's a beautiful meat. And just like I like veal. Sometimes I like steak. I ain't too big on steak all the time, but I like steak.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, used to like rabbit.
Yeah.
Groundhog.
Yeah.
Raccoon.
Whoa.
Squirrel.
Oh. But that was possum. Survival, right?
Possum was nasty.
Yeah.
Muskrat. If it walked across the yard, we probably ate it. My folk boy, catch that boy! They, you know. Yeah, yeah. Just like now, I see little rabbits just walking around here. Not when I was growing up. They knew the rabbits had that just like they had black areas red line. They had our houses and stuff all red line on the map. They knew not to come across it. They all knew. Man, my dad and them would snatch up some livestock, boy.
Boy.
Oh, they go out their way to get it too.
I remember out in the day they used to go hunting all the time.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Bringing quails and pheasant.
Oh yeah.
You know.
You don't even, that kind of stuff now, you know, they still have it around here, but you gotta go with people that know how to hunt that kind of stuff, man, because you gotta know just when to go.
That's true.
We got family members, man, that's pretty good at that kind of stuff. They know when to rabbit hunt, quail hunt, pheasant, all that stuff. And all that stuff is good eating if you know how to cook it.
True.
You know, just like duck is really good if you can cook it well.
Right.
But most people mess up with duck. They don't skewer it. They don't cut it so that all the fat and stuff will run out of it. Like when you get ready to cook a duck, you got to cut him. You got to cut that duck, man, 4, 5, 6 times across the chest and on his legs so that all that fat, or else it is just that fat will cook underneath there. And when you go to cut, the top layer will be real hard and crispy. And then when you cut in there, it'll be greasy.
I used to cook it. It makes great dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Or stuffing.
I saw for the first time the other day, I didn't know they sold duck butter.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
And they sell, like, you know how it's duck broth? They sell that, too.
Really?
Well, whatever the day was.
I hadn't cooked duck. Ooh, my goodness.
It's been a while, man. I haven't cooked anything in a while. Not
since
really
the late 70s, early 80s. It's been a long time.
It's been way before then, but
it's good eating, though.
It takes a lot.
Yeah, I didn't know how to cut it, so I ended up with all the grease, you know.
Well, you know, I had my son worked at this place, and this one kid that was there.
Excuse me.
This boy, he was a young white guy. Shout out to Duncan's, man. That boy could cook some stuff, man. And I'd be like, where you learn how to do this? He said, man, I just try stuff. He made some chicken skin potato chips.
Wow.
Well, he took the chicken skin, cleaned it and cut it in such a way and fried it. And it turned like a potato chip. I mean, he was the one that told me about squirm for the duck. That's what I was bringing it up. And, man, this dude could cook, though. I mean,
really?
Oh, just stuff that you would normally, like livers, like different type of, how he would do pate or chop his livers and stuff up. I mean, this boy was good.
Wow.
And I don't know where he said he learned that, where he went to culinary school or not.
Right.
But, you know, you never know, like we was talking earlier about different people and cultures. You just really never know. That's why you have to learn to embrace people and things.
That's true.
You know,
and not
be so standoffish, because you could be standing right next to a gold mine and not even know it. You never know, man. You never know where, first of all, where your blessings are going to come from. And you never know who's watching you. That's
right.
For sure. And people will watch you from a distance, man, to see if you got character.
Right.
You know that?
Right.
I believe that. I'm going to tell you something. I love it when the Holy Spirit kicks me right in the nose and makes me do something. Like the other day, I was ringing up something. So the guy came over and he was helping me ring stuff up. And the item that he didn't ring up, but he used as an example in order to get into the machine.
Mm-hmm.
It logged the product in there, but it didn't take it as if it was paid for.
Right.
So when I got down to the end, and I'm
what?
Cause you know how it works. So I get down to the end, and I'm just stacking and packing, you know, and
right.
I'm putting stuff up. And then the one mind said, hey, man, you know that six-pack of iced tea that you got? You didn't get charged for that. That's $10.95. And the other one like, oh, yeah? But you know they could be watching you. You know? And,
right,
and I
right.
literally sat there and had this conversation with myself.
Right.
And so I already know what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that in gear. And just move in that direction. But the whole time I got my parking brakes on. because I'm trying to hold back because I really want to just go in and just take this stuff back.
Right.
Because wouldn't nobody really know but me and God. He like, come on, man. I got something else for you, but I need you to pass this test.
Right.
So, you know, you got to learn like little tests like that. You got to learn to pass them too.
Yes, you do.
Because don't nobody know but just you and God. That's He's like, true. Hey. I let you slide on all that other stuff you be doing, all that sneaky peeky stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all know what y'all be doing.
Stealing.
Oh. All kind.
Stealing.
They say you don't know where the nose goes when the doors are closed. And you don't. Because you don't know what people do behind closed doors.
No, you don't.
And I don't want to know. Because I'd be like, you doing what? With a giraffe. Boy, that must be high.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah. And you use a stepladder. Oh, one of those cherry pickers. That's a nice name for it. But anyway, you could just go on it. Well, I could. I'm going to stop it right there, though. Because it do go over to the bazaar side. My son gets that. He gets behind me on it. He just got in my case this morning.
Did he?
He always get in my case. He like, Pop, how you going to start something new? Because I was telling him, I said, man, you know what I think I'm going to do? Because I had wanted to do this one time. Mm-hmm. I had started doing this. And then I didn't want to complete the course to get my FCCA license.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can just get a two-way radio and you can transmit.
Right.
You know, you want to do what you do. You want to do it on a radio station. You get you a thing that they let you have your bandwidth or whatever, and you transmit, and then you start using other platforms to draw people towards that.
Right.
You know, so people start listening to you. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what I was thinking. He said, man, we got to get what we... He said, you ain't even on Twitter. He said, you ain't on Facebook. You ain't on Twitch. He said, you ain't on Instagram. He said, you ain't on TikTok. He said, you got to get on those platforms first, man.
Said, oh, okay, I got it. You want FCC? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Hey.
We just started doing a show or two shows a week. Right. So that we'll have a catalog of shows to put out.
Right, because FCC is a license. They give you a license, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to go through and look. When I first got into electronics, that was one of the things that they told everybody to get.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in 78. They were like, everybody should get this. But back then, it was much tougher than it is now. Because you had to know all kinds of hertz and different circuitries and all that stuff. But that's what we were into back then. And I was supposed to complete it, that whole gamut of things and getting your FCC license, whatever, FACC, whatever they call it. Was one of the things that I just didn't compete.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a license, and they have requirements
to
get them and keep them, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
You have to have the board and all that. And
well, see, it depends on what you're trying to do, because what markets you're working in, too, because I think, if I ain't misspeaking, that there are some markets that you can kind of get in on that's kind of like what YouTube is today. You know, you don't have to do a whole lot to get involved, but they way down the spectrum. You know, it's like, hey, you need to walk on WH.
You don't want that, right?
See y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Same time, same. We come on at 9.
Right.
AM in Mountain Temple. and don't forget now, got that letter. Drop it, and you might be the winner. It's right into us. At the top of the line, we told you what it was at the top. You know, and then you'd be trying to find the little code to make money and all that crap.
Right, right.
But then that's if you just want to. Because you remember, it used to be just AM. It wasn't no such thing as no FM. FM didn't exist.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah. So the early stuff. When all of this stuff was jumping off, not with what I was doing, but of course, FM had been too long showed up, though.
Right, right. When did FM show up?
Man.
We should get all the music and, you know, CKLW, remember that?
Yeah.
The regular radio and the cars and That's how we got our music, being teenagers, you know.
I remember the first time I heard that outside of CKLW, the Motown City.
WMRN, we knew that.
Hated that station.
1410, wasn't it?
Something like that.
And Randy's was right in there. Remember Randy's?
Meet something. You know where he came out of?
Tennessee, wasn't it?
Yeah. Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah.
He was a white guy.
Really?
Yeah. And he had a had a record shop. It was called Randy's Record Shop.
Okay.
And every so often, what happens with radio signals, when you got cloud coverage, mm-hmm. the radio signals hit the coverage and bounce off.
Right.
Instead of just going on out to wherever. So when you had those nights when it's kind of nice and overcast, those signals would bounce a lot.
Wow.
And that's why we were able, just like with WCK.
You get it late at night, real late at night. Yeah,
and that's why that would happen. At least that's what I was taught.
Okay, that may be true. Because you couldn't get it in the daytime.
Not unless you had a transmitter. I mean, a bit receiver. That receive, like you got to have both transmitter and receiver. If you're just trying to listen to stations, which is what a radio is.
Right.
A radio is just a
little
receiver.
Remember the little transistor radios we used to have back in the day? I had a little one.
Yeah. Well, when they first came out, that's when FM started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When the transistor started. Because the transistor really was the first, when they made the first, I'm trying to think of the name of this, the component that they started using. And as much as I used to take and look at those things, I can't think of the name of it. But anyways, it was the first one of that particular switch that it made. It was an electronic switch. Mm-hmm. And it's a translator, a transmitter, but it's a little small one. And it just comes on and off. But anyways, that revolutionized electronics.
Okay.
Because up to that point, in order to get a signal, I don't know why I'm trying to explain all this.
Because we went there.
In order to get a signal back in the day, there's only two things in a computer. Anybody that knows that, it's only zeros and ones. That's all that a computer can read, is a zero and a one.
And I didn't know that.
That's all it can read. All this other stuff, computer languages, is to break stuff down into those zeros and ones.
Hmm.
Binary. But binary is infinite,
mm-hmm.
sort of, because it's just another whole way of looking at numbers. That's all. But you just use zeros and ones.
Wow.
And you can make any number in the world using a zero and a one.
WVKO, Columbus, remember that? I mean, back in the day.
Yeah. WCK, what was that?
CKLW. We could get that in the daytime in the car on the radio. At night it would be staticky.
And we never understood that.
No.
Just like if you go to Columbus now and get that radio station,
mm-hmm.
and you drive back, it'll get fuzzy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. As long as you don't mess with your dial on your radio,
right?
When you come back out of your car and start up, it'll pick that station back up,
right?
In Marion, but as soon as you change the dial, it won't pick it up again until you go back to Columbus. And me and my brothers did that one time. And he said, man, every time we do that, he said, just don't change that dial. He said, because if you do, he said, you won't get it back. And as long as you stay there, it'll stay on that station. That's crazy, okay. Ain't it?
Yeah, it is crazy.
Because it just be like.
We was trying to work it back in the day so we could have our music.
Well, you know, man, electronics have always been something that I've always liked. I think electronics are fascinating. And like I was trying to tell you about those little transmitters, those things, man, they, I was supposed to be looking up something else too, transistors. There actually was what they were. In order for a signal to work, it has a starting point and an end point.
Okay.
And that's all it is with electronics. You got a start point and an end point. You tell it what you start off with, and then you tell it what you want to end up with. Now it's up to you to create all the stuff that's necessary in between to make that signal do
right,
all that.
Right, right.
And that's what the electronics are. Because sometimes you might want your signal go high, you might want it to go low at a certain point. You know, like you may start off with 200 volts, mm-hmm. but you may only have something like right here that only can run by 5 volts.
Right.
So you have to have a circuitry in there that'll bring that voltage down.
Right.
Right? But then right after that component, it might be 150 volts that this need. So you got to have something to attenuate it and make it bigger again so this will turn on. So it's just a matter of changing your signals around with your circuitry.
Right.
It sounds simple, though.
Yeah, it does.
It does
sound simple. Yeah. Yes. Praise God for that. Wow. Yeah, we have gotten into some stuff this morning.
Well, you know.
But that's okay, you know.
This is what we do because of the culture.
Right.
When you touch a lot of different places and people, you got all this stuff in you, you know.
True.
And when I first, like the first time that I heard about doing a radio station was in 71. That was the first time I thought about being a DJ.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago, what?
Oh, yeah. That's the first time I first started buying, looking to buy. You're going to try to count it up. It's 40
years ago.
It's 51, 52 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Never even crossed my mind.
And I let a guy talk me out of it.
Oh, no. Why?
Yeah, because I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, nor did I know what my dream and passion was. And look,
right.
Here I am 50 years later on radio.
Right.
You know, but the thing is, there's always a getting way. God got ways of bringing you back to his
That's
point,
true. That's true.
You see, and doing stuff. So, I think it's still cool, even at this level. And what I mean by that is, it may not be, like, you may not be over a, how you syndicate over 50, 60 stations, but ain't nothing like you can. It can be done.
The internet is wide open.
It can
open
be
now.
Done.
Yeah, now with that internet, it's wide open.
It can be done. That's all I can tell you.
It's worldwide.
It sure is. It sure is, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know who you're reaching.
No, you don't.
You really don't. But it's like, I tell everybody, the only thing you can do is get started on
right.
anything that you're going to do. And then consistently stay with it and stay focused with it, you know?
That's true.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've done a lot of things in my life. I thought I was real focused when I had the studio because I used to have to work on other people's products. But, man, this YouTube thing is a different world.
Yeah, it is.
It's a complete different, because for one thing, it's like a spider that's got on the end of each spider legs is another spider with another set of 8 tentacles.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, it never ends.
Right.
If you can see what I'm trying to say. And if you just look at how big that network, that's how
yes.
big this network is. And that's just how it expands. You know, if you look at the next spider, he's got 8, so that's 16. It's got 16 apiece on each of them that's got 16. You see, after you get about 10 spiders, you're almost a million deep. As far as how many possible places and changes you can do.
Right.
And that's wow. just, that's how, and that computer set thing, it calculates it.
That's something.
Using zeros and ones.
Wow. The world we live in today, I mean, it's endless, like you're saying, you know, it's endless to where it reaches all over the world. Even near YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
Listen,
know?
Listen, man, when they first started talking about PCs, which stands for personal computers, that concept was so fun. It was like the electric car right now. That's how foreign that was.
Right.
You're talking about people going to have a computer in their house. Have you seen the size of computers? I mean, because computers, they were humongous.
Yeah, they were.
You know, man, ain't nobody going to be in it. And where you going? And how you going to cool it?
Right.
You know, all that stuff, you know, and they'd be like, no, man, it'll be enough to just sit in your room. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're going to wait for that. You know.
Now look, it's right in our hands.
And it's in our hands. And the lady told me one day, she said, you know, there's going to come a time when you'll be able enough to carry the information that's in the Library of Congress in your hand. And I looked at her and I said, you know what, now I'm going to tell you something. You really ought to stop with the drugs.
So you didn't believe it, did you?
There's no way.
Wow.
Because I've been to the Library of Congress a few times because I
right.
go there to get stuff, copyright, music and stuff. That place is huge.
Whoa.
Matter of fact, it takes up a block.
Right.
It's huge. And you're going to tell me that's going to be in my hand?
Shh.
You see? And now, this holds more than that thing can hold.
I know.
Yeah.
A doctor told me that a few years back. He said, your phone can do things that your computer cannot do. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, some, yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And me and Robin Hood right now is going through a battle because they got my money. You know who Robin Hood is?
Mm-mm. Must be Uncle Sam.
No, Robin Hood is a an LLC corporation, and they handle finances.
Okay.
Well, some people hacked into their stuff a few months back, I'd say, and messed up a whole bunch of people's stuff.
Hmm.
And they trying to figure out a way how to, I guess, to try to... Anyway, they ended up locking up my account.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get my money out of there.
Oh, my.
You know? And I done been back and forth with them. So I talked to a lady this morning around 3 o'clock. I said, when you going to get me my money? And you know, this is what gets you. She said, Mr. Hattis. I was like, oh, it's nice. See, because they write in there that you, whatever it is, because the last guy hung up on me. He said, Mr. Hattis, I'm just going to terminate the call because you're not listening. And I just was getting ready to say, but you mother find where they got that from. And I said, you've been talking about 5 to 10 days for 4 months, man.
Right.
I said, I want my money. Because it seemed like to me now y'all trying to jank me.
Right.
So I went from being nice to just being the other side.
Belligerent.
Well, I went up to the line and I kind of tipped over a little bit. I didn't jump over it. Like before, I used to go up and just wipe the damn line out and just walk over and draw another line right here.
Uh-huh.
This is where we're going to draw that. Forget that line. But I can't do that, man, because you hurt a lot of people's feelings.
That's true.
And I thought about it. I said, you know, these people got almost $8,000 worth of your money, boy. You need to be nice to these people so you can get your money out of here.
I know that's right.
Okay?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So
that's a lot of money.
I said, so let me call them today and see if I can reverse that. So then when I got the women... You know,
you want to say that for the next hour because we're out of time for this.
Oh my goodness.
Hour. Stay tuned with us at 11 o'clock, no, 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Linda Sims, a voice of the people, and my guest today is Willie Harris, author of This Is Your Life. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.